Hello, Matt.
Hey, how you doing?
Matt, great to have you on the show.
Yes, I have. We had been going back and forth a little bit via email. I had done a linear French drain around the house, and I'm having to redo that after noticing some errors that I did with it. The real question now, though, is you had mentioned last time we spoke about building a swell around the house so I can get the proper grade away from the foundation. I just wanted to get some your additional thoughts on the best way to do that, you know, depth of the swell, how wide should it be, how far out from the foundation should it be.
Okay, now, quick question I've got before I answer that. You haven't repaired the linear French drain yet?
No, because great. I realized that when I originally did it, it's too far away out from the foundation.
Okay, great. The swell, first of all, you know what a swell is? It's like a little shallow valley.
Okay.
Okay, so in other words, if you're driving down a road, like an average road, you know, off the shoulder of the road, you know how the road slopes down and sometimes there's like a little drainage thing, like a drainage ditch?
Mm-hmm.
That's what a swell is. And if I could build like a little scale model of a house, what would happen is I would actually want the house to be on its own little hill. Imagine that. Imagine if you could take a piece of ground, and no matter what it is, no matter what the slope of the house is, the ground is, I would actually build a level spot on this piece of ground that would be elevated up about a foot or 16 inches.
Okay.
So that from every, no matter which foundation wall I'm looking at, if I'm facing the front of the house, the right side, the left side, the back, the ground is always sloping away from the house.
Okay.
And here's what the code says. The building code, and remember, this is so important, the code is a set of minimum standards. The code says they want to see 6 inches of fall away from the house in the first 10 feet.
Okay.
So if you took a 10-foot 2x4 and put a level on it, and the one end of the 2x4 was touching the house, you know, right where the ground is,
right,
there better be 6 inches of air underneath the far end of the 2x4. Got it?
Okay.
Okay, now remember, that's the minimum standard. So if you want to create 8 inches of fall or 10 inches of fall or a foot of fall, bingo,
right,
that's great. Now, so here's the problem, though. Everybody's lot's different. Some people, because like if you go out to the southwest from Southern California where land is so valuable, sometimes there's only 10 feet between the houses, you know? I mean, it's really small, the side yards. So you can't get that much. I mean, you can get the same degree of slope. It's just that all of a sudden, you know, you're at the property line. So,
right.
All right. Now, the key, and also certain lots have land. Like I can't tell you how many lots around Cincinnati. If I'm looking at the front of the house, of somebody's house, the land may be sloping from the left to the right. So you've got this high ground coming down towards somebody's house, and the person's saying to me, well, if the ground's sloping towards the house, how can I make a swell? Well, you can. You know, it's just that you have to cut in and you make like a letter V. You know what I'm trying to say?
Okay,
so now you've got to create the swell first, you know, and you go and you create that fall. And once the swell's done, and if you want to create the swell or the bottom of the swell where it's about 6 feet away from the house or 7 feet, that's where the linear French drain goes. That's why I wanted you to call me, because I want that linear French drain, you know, where the right at the lowest point of the swell. Got it?
At the base of that.
Yeah, at the base of the swell. And you can see why that's going to work.
Because
the linear French drain is also going to capture the surface water.
Okay.
As it percolates through the soil.
Okay. Now, the question I have is, I'm going to be renting a mini track loader to help out with digging this swell.
Yes.
The bucket is about, I think it's a three foot wide bucket. Is that fine, that the swell is that wide?
If it's only 3 feet away from the house?
Well, no, I mean, you said it should be 6 to 7 feet away from the house, roughly, the actual swell that we're creating.
Yeah.
But the actual width of the bucket that it can dig is 3 feet wide.
Well, it's like you'd have to make two passes.
Okay.
You know,
so the actual...
Yeah, in other words, I would just be out there. I mean, and the way it should be done, you know, it's almost like you should rent two pieces of equipment, if you want my opinion.
Okay.
If it was me out there, I'd have a mini backhoe.
Okay.
and I'd be there with an instrument, and I would, before I'd even do the job, I'd be taking shots. In other words, with a transit, I'd be figuring out, you know, in this spot we've got to cut down 12 inches, and in this spot we've got to cut down, and you string a line. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And then I would actually go right down where the center of that swale is going to be, and with a miniature digger, I would be, you know, digging that trench, you know, to create the bottom of the swale. Got it?
Okay.
Now, then on either side of the swale, you use your track loader to start, you know, cutting towards that bottom of that trench.
Okay. So, and then right at the bottom is where then I start. I put the linear frame.
Yeah,
right.
And then once the ground's perfect, once you've got your grade established, because remember what we talked about in email, if you've got that swale and it's got natural fall going towards the lowest part of your lot, when
right.
you set up that digger, when you set the depth of the trencher, it's going to create a line parallel with the surface of the up above, see? So
okay.
your French drain is going to have the exact natural fall that it needs.
Okay.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah, sounds good. I'm looking forward to doing it.
All right, Matt. Well, take a bunch of photos. I'd love to see them.
Okay, will do.
All right, buddy. Anything else?
That's about it. Okay. I appreciate your time.
Just email me if you got a problem.
I will. Thank you so much, Tim.
Thanks, Matt. Okay, buddy. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.